السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وللہ ما فی السماوات وما فی الارض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى صدق الله العظيم. Last night's Taraweeh in this masjid, of the many many verses of the Quran Sharif that you heard and you listened to, in this verse of the Quran Sharif, in fact just one verse before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions those people whose only objective is the material world. That is their only objective. And because of that, I'm just giving you a commentary or an explanation. Because of that, what happened is that they reject the message of the prophets, they turn away from the advices, the nasihats, the warnings that are given by the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Ignore those people. Just ignore those people who turn away from my remembrance, who turn away from all those advices and nasihats that we are giving. And they don't intend anything else except the hayat of dunya. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Their maqsad is the dunya. They live for the world and they die for the world. I have explained this many, many times. Dunya is not the name of gold, silver. Dunya is not the name of home, clothing, shelter, food. Dunya is not the name of transport. Dunya is not the name of material possessions. That is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert the attention of the person from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the person indulges in these possessions, or he has such love in his heart for these possessions that he forgets what is the hukam of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He forgets the commands of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, the person has got a bed, a simple example. The person purchased a very expensive, high quality bed to get good sleep. Some of the beds, they promise sleep. Whereas sleep, how can the bed promise you sleep? If that person's heart is burning with worries and with problems and with anxiety and restlessness, then that bed is not going to bring him sleep. On that bed also he will have to take Valium to get sleep. But nevertheless, the person purchased a good bed so that he may get good sleep. So there's nothing wrong. We won't call that bed dunya. But if he is one of those who sleeps very well on a good bed, and that sleep now is such that he cannot get up for Fajr Salat, then we will say, now that bed is dunya. Then he must sleep on a bed that is not so comfortable, that he only rises after the sun has risen. Although he talks a lot about the rise of Islam, but he only rises after the sun rises. So then we will say, now that is dunya. So the gold, the silver, whatever the person has, now he's not giving zakat, he's not giving the sadaqat, he is not fulfilling the rights of people that are in that wealth, then we will say that wealth has now become dunya. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately after that says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala has got full power over it. Allah Ta'ala has got full control. He's got full qudrat. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا So that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may punish the evil doers for their evil. When the person is going to indulge in evil actions and evil deeds, then he will get the punishment for that. Unless, of course, he sincerely repents immediately. But if not, then it's going to accumulate and it's going to bring problems. For the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahud, the nasara, the disbelievers, and those who reject, their punishment is of a different category. But even for the believers, if they are not going to hear the believers, if they are going to indulge in evil actions and evil deeds, and they are being referred to, then they will also get punishment for their evil. The immediate punishment is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away the sukoon from the heart. That is the immediate punishment, which we don't even realize as a punishment. Quarrels, fights, arguments are all azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When a person is indulging in evil, when he is indulging in sinful deeds and actions, then the azab of Allah Ta'ala, the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not only that the ground beneath his house will shake and it will swallow up his home, or gale force wind will immediately knock him out. Quarrels, arguments, fights, division, disunity between husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, societies, nations, it is also an azab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala takes away that sukoon, the life becomes full of problems and restlessness and all kinds of anxieties and panic attacks. Then we get a lot of panic attacks. Of course, it doesn't mean that it is always an azab. We must not consider this to be always an azab and always a punishment. For the doers of good, for the righteous, then sometimes it comes in the form of a test. A child becomes a disobedient child. No matter how good the parents are, no matter how good the upbringing they try to give that child, but the child turns out to be a disobedient child and becomes a pain for the parents. Now that may be a test for the parents. Or some other kind of difficulty and problem. But again, that example that I always give, that person for whom it is a test, that person for whom it is a test, then Allah Ta'ala is the one who sent that test. So he is the one who will give him also sabr and patience over that test. This person will not commit suicide. He will not think of taking his life. He will not lose hope and trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala. Inside his heart he will still enjoy some kind of sukoon. In that pain and in that problem and in that difficulty, he will believe that it is from my Allah. It's a test. So Allah Ta'ala will give that test. Then it will be like how the students are writing examinations now. So if that paper is extremely difficult paper and that candidate is awestruck, he didn't anticipate such kind of a question. So he is sitting, he can't answer that question. So the invigilator, the examiner is passing by, says, "What's your problem?" He says, "My problem is this question is very difficult." He said, "All right, put your hand into my hand and I will write the answer of that question for you. Then will it be difficult?" The one who said the question, if he is going to write the answer for you, then where will the difficulty be? So if Allah Ta'ala sent the test and we have trust and faith in him and we turn towards him and we make more istighfar and tawbah and we believe that it can be a forgiveness of sins, it can be elevation of status for the pious, for the good, so then Allah Ta'ala himself will take that person out of that difficulty and give him ease and comfort again. Allah Ta'ala will take him out of that problem. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that he may punish, Allah Ta'ala so that he may punish those who are the doers of evil, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may reward the doers of good with the best. If the person is going to do good, Allah Ta'ala will reward him with the best. Allah Ta'ala is the one who rewards, Allah Ta'ala is the one who punishes. We see things happening, a lot of things happening, we see with our eyes. So those are means, but the doer of all is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He sends these things either as punishment or as a rahmat and a mercy. So the condition is this, that to be categorized as the doers of good, the people who are the doers of good, the people who are muttaqi. So what is their sifat? Their sifat and their quality is this, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ. They stay away from major sins. Major sins they have to stay away from if they want to be in that category of the muhsineen. Without that they cannot be categorized as such. And minor sins now and again, just by way of explanation, now and again some minor sins they... Because we are human beings, we are bound to make mistakes, we are bound to err, so then some minor sins here and there they commit. But even on that minor sins, they are not persistent. Because when a person is persistent, he continuously engages even in a minor sin, that the minor sin becomes a major sin. In fact, when a person asks that, is this a major sin or a minor sin, then you ask him, that what is the purpose of finding out it's major or minor? Does it mean that now you want to indulge in those minor sins? The person wants to know, is this a major sin or a minor sin? So why is he finding out? So that he may indulge in those minor sins. Then of course that is not correct. Indulgence in minor sins, if the person is persistent, then it will become a major sin too. So those people who are muhsineen, those who are not of that, of the evil doers, so they abstain from the totally from all that is haram, all that is forbidden, all the major sins, and also indecent acts. Although indecent acts are part of major sins, but yet Allah Ta'ala specifically mentions it, and this is one of the major problems in our society at present, that we are indulging in major sins, and especially that of indecency, shamelessness. But we don't even consider it as shameless. We don't even consider it as indecent. We don't even consider it as haram. How many families throughout the Muslim world and our countries and other countries watch the television programs together? Husband, wife, mother, father, children, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, nieces and nephews are all sitting together. Shameless, indecent pictures are coming on the television screen. Or the newspapers which are coming into our homes. We don't say that it is haram to read the news of the world. But take the Sunday paper, which I keep on saying, that in the homes of Mufti Sahab, Qari Sahab, Hafiz Sahab, Maulana Sahab, Haji Sahab, and people who are engaged in dini activities, a person has to just walk into that home on a Sunday morning, and those pages will be open, lying open. Young girls are in that home. Young children are in that home. The filthy pictures are there. The filthy articles are there. It's indecent. It's shameless. It's haram. It's forbidden to keep such things open and around. If you had to read it, then read the news and tear up those pages and throw it in the bin. But it will be lying around. The person is unconcerned who is walking around, who is reading what. So we may not even think of these things. We always think of major sins, drinking alcohol and going to the casino. That's major sin. And what can we do but to say that which is haq and which is the truth? That unfortunately, we have become so carried away by the love of dunya that we are unconcerned. We are unconcerned where we are putting our advertisements. Where we are putting our advertisements, we are unconcerned. We are choosing those very papers which are propagating nudity, shamelessness, indecency, and everything that is haram and forbidden. And the very things that we are complaining about, drugs and drink and vices and evils, we will put our advertisements in those same papers. An advertisement of what? Advertisement of Quran Sharif sales, Kitab sales, Qurbani animals, and everything that is associated with Islam and Deen, we will place those adverts in those same papers because we now consider those papers as our Razzaq. You will find the picture of a nude woman on one side, and on the other side of that page will be a Quran Sharif. Other side of that page will be Kaabatullah Sharif. Haven't we seen Kaabatullah Sharif? And if you have to close those pages, page 2 for example, and page 3, on page 2 will be Kaaba Sharif photograph or some other hadiths and things like that, and for promotion of some articles or garments or whatever it may be, or Quran Sharif or kitabs. And on this page 3 will be the picture of some nude woman or semi-nude, semi-naked. And now if you have to close those pages like this, what happens is that that nude picture comes onto that Quran Sharif. That comes onto that ayat sometime of the Quran Sharif. It comes sometimes onto that Kaabatullah Sharif. But who do we complain to when we who are the propagators of truth and haq and deen and propagators of Quran and Sunnah, we ourselves engage and indulge in such things? So this is something that is indecent, it is shameless. A Muslim cannot be indulging in such kind of things. So therefore, if a person has to, for some reason, read some news of the world, in the first place, 90% of it is nothing but trash that comes in the papers these days. There's very little that is of much value. However, if you will say still there is a business world, people have to read something, what's happening in the world. So then, you must have the courage and the himmat. First, we must ask ourselves the question, who am I? If I am a Muslim, then have some khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Have some decency. Have some shame, some haya. If not, then we must not expect happiness, peace, contentment, satisfaction, and all the other things that Allah Ta'ala has promised to the doers of good. So let us not be the followers of that same Bush and Sharon and that same Blair in our lifestyles, and then we keep on cursing them, cursing them, cursing them. What's going to happen? Those who are listening, it hurts, I know it hurts. But let us take some action. How long are we going to leave it in that state? When these papers were not existing, did all the Muslims not survive? The businesses all collapsed. Allah Ta'ala didn't provide them risk and sustenance. So that means that tomorrow, if there is a porn magazine which sells more copies than the Sunday paper, so then we will put our adverts into that porn magazine. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it is haram to place advertisements. Otherwise, straight away they'll say these Walanas are all orthodox and living in camel age, and they don't know what is happening in the world. What I am saying is that we must be selective. If you have to put the advert, then make sure, ask that person, where is he going to place that advert? And why use such pictures? If you want, why use the picture of the Kaaba Sharif, Madina Sharif, the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I've seen with my own eyes an advertisement with the green dome of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and written on top also, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And when you close that page, on the other side is a page of a filthy picture, and it's closing in on that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. He specifically mentions fawahish. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, the minor sins are excluded. But then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ, that even though you may be very sinful, you may have committed lots of sins, you have gone on the wrong track, you have been misguided, or you have indulged in lots of things that were not supposed to be done, then don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. He is very, very forgiving. Provided the person is sincere in his tawbah, then the ashiqana tarjuma that I make of inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira is that the ocean of maghfirat of your Rabb is very, very vast. The ocean of maghfirat of your Rabb is very, very vast. Just one drop of that ocean is sufficient to wash away all your sins. But seek that maghfirat from Allah Ta'ala by means of your tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, He has full knowledge, is most aware of you from the time that he created you out of earth. That means that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created of earth. And he says, when you were in the stomachs of your mother's fetuses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had full knowledge. So therefore don't attribute piety to yourselves. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't start making loud and bold claims that because I made so much of salat, I'm a very pious person. Because I made hajj upon hajj, I'm a very pious person. Because I've completed the tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif every night in Ramadan, complete Qur'an Sharif, therefore I'm very pious. Because I make a lot of zikr, therefore I'm very pious. I give a lot of charity, therefore I'm very pious. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Because Allah Ta'ala, He only knows who are muttaqi, because how much of deficiency there is in those ibadat that we are doing. And especially if there's riya and show business in there. The person may tawaf whole night. Why? So that next morning they may brag about it. And especially amongst our ladies and even men folk too. This has become a very, very common feature. We'll make the ibadat, 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 and next morning we brag about it. One is the person out of shukr of Allah Ta'ala mentions something, then that is acceptable. But the person whose tarbiyah hasn't been made, then even if he's saying it out of shukr, there is a danger line. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and forget about it. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Let us change our direction of life. Let us not be the followers of those very people who made our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cry, and who made the Sahabas cry, and who made the Allah Wallahs cry, and those who have nothing but enmity, hatred for the Islam and Sharia and Deen, and then we become the followers of the same people, and we claim piety, piety, piety. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی कसब में दुनिया ही के राह में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई। मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, पंजे गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपना बना ले अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Written 10th Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
Afterwards, try and finish at least one tasbih of La ilaha illallah, one of third kalima, and one of astaghfirullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, most beautiful Allah, O my Allah, you don't want to punish. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, what enjoyment and pleasure would you get in punishing any person? Ya Allah, it is we who become obstinate, we become persistent in sins. We invite your wrath. But O Allah, your ocean of maghfirat and forgiveness is so vast, so vast, so vast, my beloved Allah, that one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, we know we have erred, we know we have faltered, we know we have made mistakes, we know we have committed major sins and minor sins. Ya Allah, we know that we have been disobeying you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Ya Allah, we have used your very bounties for your disobedience. We didn't bring another body for your disobedience. We used the same sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience, the great bounty of hearing for your disobedience, the great bounty of speech for your disobedience. My Allah, we use the hands which you blessed us with for your disobedience. We use our feet to go to the rave clubs and discos and cinemas.
in all the haram places. Yet, O Allah, the feet are a great ni'mat of yours. O my beloved Allah, this part of the morning, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. If it had not been your wish and your desire to forgive, you would not have blessed us with the opportunity of fasting in Ramadan, of making zikrullah, of making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, of turning towards you with repentance. Ay mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, ab to maaf kar. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar. Ay Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth, hypocrites, disobeying you, disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and making loud and bold claims of our piety and taqwa. Mere Allah, you know the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy. May Allah purify and clean our souls. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment. Bless us with the rizq and sustenance and livelihood which is halal, 100% halal. Ya Allah, don't let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat, bless us with taqwa, bless us with the life of qanaat. Ya Allah, bless us with plenty of shukr, tawfiq of plenty of shukr. Mere Allah, hamara banja, hame apna bana de. Put so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that you and your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered. Oh my beloved Allah, put so much of your love, so much of your love and so much of the love of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Ya Allah, we look forward to doing everything pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication, from gambling, from stealing, from fraud. Oh my beloved Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam cried so much, so much, so much. Ah, my Allah, when he is informed that that ummah in cinemas, in discos, in theatres, in gambling dens. Nay, my beloved Allah, they are the ones who run the discos, the cinemas, the theatres and the gambling dens. How much of pain and injury we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, bless us with guidance. Ya Allah, let us see the beauty of Islam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب